Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide. We reject corruption. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the show. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. By the way, we receive all of our funding pretty much by donations, ladies and gentlemen. Please support us today, lovingliberty.net. I was not live yesterday, traveling day. I'm in South Carolina. All kinds of good things are happening for that. But you know what? The day before, we were live on Wednesday, and I talked about my time with Glenn Beck this last week. Very interesting indeed. I talked about his Blueprints of Liberty, joined Glenn Beck this summer for a one-of-a-kind museum experience, glennbeck.com, where you can learn about that. And we talked about the story of Honus Wagner. Honus Wagner was also known as the Flying Dutchman, well-known baseball player. And he was the man who hated cigarettes, ladies and gentlemen. And he's got the most valuable baseball card in the world because he rejected creating baseball cards. Because he had a tobacco advertisement on the back, and he said, I want to be a role model for kids, and I'm not going to allow that to be on my sports card, whatever you want to call it, right? How can it be the most valuable baseball card in the world? Because of his stance. They only made a couple of those cards. Glenn Beck had that card and tells of the story that it's not about the card or the sense of the card. It's all about the stand that Honus Wagner made. What an incredible stand. We also talked about Enes Kanter, why I became an American. When the government of Turkey came after Enes and his family was forced to disown Enes. Well, Enes now believes the United States is his family, and he became an American citizen. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, Tom DeWeese was with me. Tom DeWeese is with AmericanPolicy.org. And we talked about, are you proud to be an American? Yes, I am. Same question we asked Scott Bradley before. We talked about a new poll. Only 16% of Gen Z adults are proud to live in the United States of America. And that's the lowest of all generations in America. Next was the, what do they call this group? Millennials. They were second lowest with only 36%. Generation Xers and baby boomers were next. 54% and 73% respectively. Every generation is less and less proud to be an American. Sadly true. And I highlighted the reasons I believe that is the case. Number one, I think it's the propaganda that they've been taught. For example, white supremacy is our biggest threat, says Joe Biden. It's all propaganda, folks. They've taught the children to be communists. The government schools have taken their toll, and you see it. Baby boomers, 73%, all the way down to the current generation, Gen Z, at 16%. Well, the two reasons I think, one is the propaganda that I mentioned. The other reason I think is there's no accountability in America anymore. Look, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have absolutely been proven criminals. Proven criminals. And the bottom line is there's zero accountability. No wonder people are embarrassed to be Americans. No wonder people don't have any confidence in their government, right? So you see it literally everywhere. And I think we talked about that later on. We talked about Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney, to charge Hunter Biden. Now, they don't need Joe Biden's campaign and Kamala Harris' campaign. Conflict of interest everywhere. talked about Biden's war on gas cars and the environment with Tom DeWitt. We talked about the controversial Bill Gates sun-blocking plan. Yeah, the sun-blocking experiment of Bill Gates has been blocked on ethical grounds. Yeah. So you look at that and you go, what a disgrace. We're being propagandized and lied to. Right? House Republicans say that it's breaking Hunter Biden. Well, and Hunter Biden are in scandal after scandal after scandal. But here's the latest now. Joe Biden literally going into court to sue. DOJ under Joe Biden files legal action to allow Chinese purchases of U.S. land. See, that's treason. That's criminal, folks. There is a long and shameful history of U.S. politicians and bureaucrats weaponizing government powers against we the citizenry. It is a disgrace. We finished up on a good news piece talking about Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom is taking on Hollywood like never before. Number one movie in America. They already raised over $10 million in pre-sales as well. With that introduction, Dr. Scott Bradley, welcome back. Any comments on the above, sir?
You going to limit me to one or all of them? No, I. You know what? There's so much to talk about. I just probably ought to let most of those sleeping dogs lie. But I don't know if you touched on this. You were digitizing a little bit on your audio, and you might have even brought some of it up. But you heard about the cocaine bag found in the White House, and they're stonewalling any questions about it based on the Hatch Act. Now, the Hatch Act was passed to prevent those holding office from being able to campaign, so the people couldn't use their office as a platform for campaigning. And so, you know, the White House press secretary talks about, you know, MAGA politics all the time, which in a way could easily be twisted into a campaign where they kind of are attempting to use some kind of scurrilous statement against the Trump people. But they won't mention or discuss or in any way give information on right in regards to the cocaine bag, because they say, oh, no, the Hatch Act doesn't allow us to. And the idea is, oh, this is going to be a campaign issue someday. Everything that happens in the White House is going to be a campaign issue. They could use this thing as an excuse for stonewalling everything, and they probably will, by the way. But I find it absolutely astounding how they twist and turn. I mean, you know, the Espionage Acts and things like this, you know, confiscating gold for whatever. It's people that are in power, it's like they don't need an excuse, but because people are ignorant of the different manipulations that they do, they say, that must be the way it is. It's like saying something's in the penumbra of the Constitution. Oh, that's a legal term. I guess I don't understand. No, it's not. It's an astronomical term about a perceived shady portion during an eclipse. That doesn't have anything to do with legal term, but they use terms, they throw things out there as though they were settled law in the sense that they have a full right to do it. And so they turn away every opportunity that they could to straighten things out. It's a manipulative, they've got the full power. They've taken over the government. And they don't have to answer to anybody. That's their attitude. So I find it very interesting that somebody doesn't write a big article about this and publish it in the Wall Street Journal or some big newspaper or something. On the radio, we don't talk about. I mean, these people are absolute scoundrels. And we, the people, seem to think this is the kind of Bravo Sierra we have to eat. They are feeding it to us constantly. So it's disheartening to me that we just kind of roll over and play dead.
Yes, it is. But I'm telling you, the two reasons that I think America's, we're proud to be an American is at an all-time low is those two reasons. Number one, the propaganda of government education, the dishonest, teaching of socialism and all this, along with no accountability in America. You put those two together, and it spells disaster. And you see generationally, it just drops by 20 points every single generation. The next generation won't care about America at all. In fact, they'll cross the Rubicon zero and eventually start being hostile towards America. Not just say, I'm not proud to be an American, but they'll say, you know what, being American is a liability, a problem. Now, it's all fraudulent, but that's what they've generated and created. That's what we've allowed in America, sir.
Well, there's more problems than that. I mean, I agree. You've hit on some major issues. But I do believe that there's been some things that we shouldn't be proud of. I mean,
I agree. I think you can trace them back to those two items, right?
I'm not going to say it's just those two. Sam, we are involved as the bullies of the world in terms of being the policing force. We're destroying our own people. We send our good people there to die, to be maimed.
To education, like I mentioned, the propaganda, and if people knew the truth about our humble foreign policy and the proper foreign policy of the Constitution, and they stood up and wouldn't stand for it because they were educated, it would stop.
Well, that's
if they were educated about money, they wouldn't have money to fund those lies and fund that propaganda, right?
They wouldn't. But we have some of the most major. Think about Mike Pence and his recent statements in favor of the Ukraine war and how it's in our benefit to continue to fund that debacle. I mean, Mike Pence, yep, a presidential candidate, for crying out loud.
Yeah, propaganda on his part. He's part of the problem for sure. All right, Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman in seconds on your radio.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, my sheep follow me, unquote, and, quote, you do not believe because you are not my sheep, unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and Sam Bushman on your radio. Sorry for all the breaking up, folks. I try to do remotes and think I have great internet connections, and then just don't seem to be working at all for some strange reason. So that's something I'll have to work on. But in the meantime, we're back. Dr. Bradley's with me. And Dr. Bradley, you were saying that, hey, there's a lot of issues. You got Mike Pence promoting literally unjust, unconstitutional war. And I agree, it's a serious problem. If the people were educated enough, though, they'd reject it.
Well, Jefferson was absolutely... he was on that path, and he said you didn't need to come to understand these things. These principles are pretty straightforward people. And the fact of the matter is that we have turned our back on these things. The baseline principles, I would venture to guess that elementary age kids in the early 1800s were of a far better understanding than virtually anybody that's currently sitting in office. A couple of statements by Jefferson. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. You can't be ignorant. He said, correct principles ought to be instilled in the minds of our youth on their first opening. The boys of the rising generation are to be the men of the next, and the sole guardians of the principles we deliver over to them. Another one, education is the most true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. Here's another one. It should, and then I'll probably have to, you get me off on these tangents and it's hard to stop. It should not be proposed to take the ordinary branches of education out of the hands of private enterprise, which manages so much better all the concerns to which it is equal. Well, now that's a multifaceted statement right there. The Communist Manifesto, 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. That's why they want it in the hands of government. He's saying leave it in the hands of private. All of these statements are that we can easily educate our children in correct principles and we'll be a free and happy people. But we've turned it over to socialist welfare state people, the Humanist Manifesto people, that are all in completely engaged in trying to subvert the United States into a world government, and we're getting what we paid for. Billions upon hundreds of billions of dollars annually going to the education, the indoctrination, I guess I should say, or the propagandization of children. And we start at least by the time they're five. We go 12 years, 13 years of that, and then we send them into the institutions of complete immersion in the humanist world. So, yeah, we've done
yeah,
we've
and
done
then they lie and call that higher learning, right?
It's another lie. Yes, it is. I don't know. It's a tragic travesty.
And that's
travesty.
Why I say that I believe it can be traced back to the propaganda, in other words, the perverted education. You've got governments, communist schools teaching wrong information. You've also got the media that's just peddling lie after lie. I mean, they coined the term fake news to try to, make themselves the premier. But the fact is that they're the fake news purveyors big time. The evidence is everywhere. But you put those two together, and then you put, fake money. You put, all these things in place, and hey, we're in serious trouble. It won't be long until there'll be hostile generations to America. Children growing up in this country, enjoying all the freedoms America has, still left, but yet reviling and railing against what they have because they're propagandized. You put that education thing in place and, the two things that I mentioned, and hey, you don't stand a chance, really.
Well, from the days of Lincoln, the Republican Party has been the war party, and the Democrats have largely adopted it now. So we have a couple of war parties that are attempting to line the pockets of the military-industrial complex completely, unequivocally, unendingly, and we have these unending wars because, we were the guys that started the Ukraine war, really, if you want to go to the genesis of that, our coup that we helped carry out in 2014 and the encroachment of NATO closer and closer to the doorstep of Russia. I mean, and finally Russia pushed back. I mean, it's like, oh no, they're doing something. We've got to, and we are expending our military resources. It's unbelievable. We will be probably at least 8 years, 8 years of full production, just to replace the 155 millimeter artillery that we're sending over there. We can't produce it fast enough. And if you stop and think about how we've degraded our military readiness with using up our people in unconstitutional wars, using up our equipment or materiel, bankrupting the nation, And we turn it over in billions of it in Afghanistan, for example, as we walked away from there. It is absolutely astounding to me that the only people that really profit is the war machine. And, of course, we have people that run for office. So I'm saying the party system's another part of that. I really, truly believe that the parties we have in office right now have abandoned the principles. I mean, for crying out loud, Trump can't stop talking about himself, and Pence is out there telling everybody that we got to go, we got to be in the Ukraine war. I mean, all we get is complete indoctrination at every turn, and the big newspapers are slightly nuanced one way or the other. The big media people, the radio, TV people, it's not a storyline, it's not a narrative.
Yes, it is,
script.
And it's happening worldwide too.
Well, it is.
It's
indeed,
a worldwide script. Here's the latest to consider. UK is now on track to become a fully cashless nation by 2035 as use of cash dwindles, declines rapidly. Naturalnews.com. So you've literally got the UK now going to be a cashless society by 2020 or 2035. How long will it take the US to follow, Doctor?
I think we're leading that probably, but here's the deal. I mean, you look at the globalist organizations that are out there, whether it's the Council on Foreign Relations headquartered in the United States or some of these other international ones, but Klaus Schwab with his World Economic Forum and these, what do they call them, young world leaders. I mean, Gabby Tulsa is, what's her name? Gabbard is one of them. I mean, so's Nikki Haley, so's Macron, so's Trudeau, so's, I mean, these people are being immersed in these globalist organizations, and then they show up. I mean, Nikki Haley was appointed by Trump to be the United Nations person after she'd served as a governor of South Carolina? I mean, But these are all being trained into the globalist mentality, and then they run for president or some other high office. What's her name? Elise Stefanik, I think, the congresswoman from northern New York that's being bantered about as a potential running mate for Trump. And she's on the rolls of the World Economic Forum. I mean, we've got to look at the relationships these people are pulling together and say, do we really want to subvert everything Americanist to these global organizations? I mean, when you got, you know, Putin's one of the World Economic Forum young world leaders or whatever they're calling them. I think it's global world leaders. Anyway, I'm just astonished about how interwoven all of these, they're complete secret combinations that are seeking the overthrow of the freedom of our land, and we kind of hold them up as our icons of people to be supported. It's so discouraging to think that we are not willing to do our research. I mean, so many times people tell me, oh, Mitt Romney, he deceived me when he ran for Senate in Utah. Are you kidding me? You couldn't look back and say, oh, yeah, governor of Massachusetts, They always elect people that are principled and constitutionally sound and all that kind of, I guess we give them a pass on that. People just close their eyes, close their ears, and they go blindly into into tyranny. We've got to start waking up and recognizing the people that are doing these things to it are doing it by, it's a plan, and we're just kind of giving them complete passage on it. I guess it's time to take a break, but it's just discouraging to me that we're so stupid.
Well, there's truth to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Across the land, you're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Dozens of people are injured after a bus crash in New York City. It happened yesterday when a double-decker tour bus and an MTA bus collided in Manhattan. First responders are reporting more than 60 people were hurt and over a dozen were hospitalized. None have life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is defending American industry during her trip to China. Yellen spoke in Beijing today at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce and said she's been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months. She said in her meetings with her Chinese counterparts, she's been sharing the concerns of the U.S. business community, like China's use of expanded subsidies for state-owned enterprises and barriers to market access for foreign firms. The aide charged along with presidential candidate Donald Trump in his alleged classified documents case has pleaded not guilty.
Walt Nauta appeared in a federal courthouse on Thursday morning for his arraignment in Florida. He faces six charges, including making false statements and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Nauta is accused of helping the former president hide documents from investigators. Trump pleaded not guilty to 37 counts last month. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows for teens to request their own rides or to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by parents through the family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their teen to create the account, and the safety features will automatically be enabled. Yesterday marked the first day the feature was active. Well, if you're going to splurge, today is the day, as it's World Chocolate Day. This is USA News.
Want to get the absolute most out of your workouts? Transparent Labs offer the finest pre-workout formulas to help you bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. Transparent Labs is the industry-leading all-natural sports nutrition brand. The 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate is the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great, mixes well, and it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free U.S. cattle. All of Transparent Labs supplements are formulated using the most up-to-date scientific research in clinically effective dosages. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TransparentLabs.com with code RADIO at checkout. Use a clean supplement to help maximize your results with 100% natural ingredients and zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors. Third-party lab-tested for purity and potency. Get 20% off your first order today from TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science. Science fueled by nature. Enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the late, great America, as some would say. It's tragic what we're experiencing. You find cocaine in the White House. They're not debating the criminal activity of it, Doctor. They're just debating where it was found.
It's not just where it was found. I mean, they won't tell us where it was found. They don't tell us who it was. They're stonewalling it based upon a completely perverse interpretation of the Hatch Act. And basically, they're dodging the responsibility for the criminals that are allowed in there. But I mean, this hasn't been something that just developed in the last 4 years. I've got in my hands right now, I picked up during the break, Unlimited Access by former FBI agent Gary Aldridge. It's a review of the shenanigans of the Clinton White House and about the perversions that, I mean, I'm talking about absolute, complete sexual perversions, complete security violations, how the Clintons, there's no way possible they could have had a security clearance had there not been the requirement to give it to a White House, to the president. the absolute divergence from anything that would have protected the Americans. I mean, this is back in the 90s. I mean, so here we are decades later, and it's just continuing. I had some interaction back in the late 90s with some of the White House communications personnel because of an assignment I had. And they were button-down people. I mean, they were, you know, pretty, you know, straight-laced and wanted to do it right and everything like that. And they were absolutely, completely, totally baffled and ashamed of what was going on. So yeah, we bring, you know, the frat house hippie, I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know. There's a house of ill repute. I don't know what you call the place. I mean, they've had so many perverse things going on there. The Bill Clinton years, and I'm confident that they weren't the first time, but they were certainly, everything got on steroids at that time. So it's an interesting review.
There's no question about it. We've got an article from Ron Paul that relates to this quite well, in my opinion. He just released it a couple of weeks ago. Weaponization of politics, an American tradition, Ron Paul. And he's highlighting that we've allowed our traditions to become the weaponization of politics. He basically says, look, presidents of both parties have used the IRS against their political enemies. And you look at that and you just go, yep, that's where we are. We're at unconstitutional organizations being used by presidents to weaponize politics against we the people, whether it's cocaine, whether it's pay-to-play schemes from Joe and Hunter, whether it's attack Donald Trump wrongfully through Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and crew. The fact is they're just lying at every turn. We bring it up and they call us, you know what, white supremacists or whatever they want to say to where they control the news. Then we say, hey, they're not allowed to do that. They can't do that. And then we find out, well, they've been using the Justice Department and the FBI to do that very thing, to literally propagandize the news against people like me and Dr. Bradley that are speaking out clearly, but they're literally lying. And then we push back and we try to sue them to stop, and they'll say, you're a celebrity, we can do what we want. And then if you push back too hard, they'll sue you too, and now you'll have to defend yourself against a lawsuit that'll just drain your whole bank account and most likely shut down your whole organization. Peter Brimelow and others are experiencing that kind of stuff. So, Doctor, we got they're going after us aggressively now.
Well, here's you bring up the IRS being weaponized, absolutely, unequivocally. They have been for, what was her name, Lois Lerner. I mean, you're not going to, you know, they're going to make sure that anybody that's quote-unquote conservative, I hate the term because it's been co-opted, but those that want to run a principles-based organization based upon the law, they're found, you know, they get slow rolled at least. But here very recently, the IRS and the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, have combined forces to go out and raid firearms stores. I mean, a form you fill out when you're buying a firearm through an FFL, a federal firearms licensed dealer, is a form 4473. And so the IRS went in and confiscated the store's forms. And the ATF, they say, lent support. So here we have these IRS, ATF, alphabet soup organizations that are going out and raiding United States businesses. Again, this whole thing about having to fill out this form, a federal agent form, I mean, a 4473, totally unconstitutional. They're unconstitutional. There's no justification for it. Yeah, it's been around for a while. You know, the 1934 federal, the Firearms Act, you know, they justify a lot of these things. Just because it's been around for quite a number of decades does not mean it's right. But they're becoming more blatant on these things right now. They're raiding organizations all across the nation, and confiscating these forms. And so they're collecting information about people that have purchased firearms. At the very least, it's a violation of everything Americanist. The dossiers they're building and they're expanding it constantly. We're in trouble, people.
Well, and what's interesting to me is I even talk to conservatives and stuff, and they're ready just to dismiss it, think it's kind of no big deal. I mean, they care, but they don't believe there's anything we can do about it, and they don't want to stand up against it for fear they'll be caught in the crosshairs. But don't worry, 91% of all adults in America still hear AM/FM radio on a monthly basis, according to Nielsen's latest ratings and report. It's a 2023 report. Believe it or not, that means AM/FM radio has more listeners than TV, smartphones, and other audio platforms, big time. So, AM/FM radios, they say that the cast meow. Why listen to AM/FM radio? And again, it's as propagandized as the rest of it. That's why we have very few stations. And that's why, you know, you've got these shock jocks and mainstream folks that don't bring solutions to the table on literally just about every radio station. So, yes, you can listen to radio, and most 91% of Americans do at some point during the month. But the fact is, it's as propagandized and as controlled, manipulated, and fake news as the rest of it, Dr. Bradley.
Well, see, here's the thing, Sam. I mean, yeah, if people are handed a script, again, not a narrative, not a storyline, a script, like they were through the whole COVID Bravo Sierra, that there was totally across the board, this was directed from the highest level. But how can they do that? Oh, well, there's this other alphabet soup organization called the FCC. Here we are preaching against the mothership, if you will, while you're trying to be on a radio station. And they're the ones, it's just part of the Communist Manifesto, too. I mean, if you stop and read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, pretty soon you're going to find out, hey, wait a minute, they really are running things. And so if you step out of line too much, the FCC, they may not come on and say, oh, we're going to censor this or that or the other, although they might, I mean, because of some of the fairness doctrines or something like that. But they ultimately, they say a fence blew down, and so your antenna is no longer safe, and so we got to shut you down. I mean, Sam, you've been down this path. You've been down this path. You know,
yes, I have,
how they'll leverage you. And so it's just something.
And they claim that I willfully violated the FCC, that it was intentional. The fact is, either vandals took my fence down, or maybe it was a windstorm. I don't know, because it was the middle of winter or whatever. It was kind of stormy at the time, and so I don't really know how it got down. But I didn't willfully violate them. But they used that as their excuse to make up that lie, that claim. And you really wonder, too, how politically motivated that was back in the day, too. Now we find out that they've got a political agenda, and they're hostile against anybody who speaks out against them. But I look at it and I go, I didn't willfully violate anything. I fixed it as fast as I could. I provided pictures and photos to prove it. They were still coming after me until I got an attorney that beat them for me. And well, so you look at that and you go, wow.
See, that's the problem. What is this thing about the Declaration of Independence? I mean, today's news today, I guess we could call it that, where there's swarms of officers that have been sent around to eat out our substance. I mean, that's right there. I mean, we're talking 1776 stuff, and it's the 10th offense of the king that's found in the Declaration of Independence. Erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. I mean, that's just the way of life today, people, and we just kind of, that's the way it is now. That's the way America is. See, the sixth point of the Communist Manifesto is centralizing the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. It's here, people. I mean,
that's all part of the Communist Manifesto, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. Quick pause. We continue on your radio in seconds.
Are you the jab or the COVID? Are you feeling run down? Suffering from brain fog? Having trouble staying motivated? Or maybe you've packed on a few pounds since getting sick? You're not alone. Millions are suffering from vaccine injury or long-haul COVID issues. But there is great news. My friends over at Global Tech MD have the solutions. Their post-jab supplement package is a doctor-developed protocol to support optimal immune function and to help you start feeling yourself once again. It's time to take back your health. I trust my friends over at Global Tech MD, and you should too. Head on over to COVIDinjured.com and use the promo code THEBIGMIG to get 20% off of your first order of the COVID Health Bundle. Once again, head over to COVIDinjured.com. Use the promo code THEBIGMIG to get 20% off your first order. COVIDinjured.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, breaking it down just for you, this freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Walgreens, they say, is going to have to close 150 stores, ladies and gentlemen, by summer 2024. Why, they say? Well, due to declining demand for COVID-19 products. Now, folks, I'm telling you right now, if I've ever heard a bogus excuse, this is it. We have to close 150 stores because we can't sell COVID-19 products anymore. What about before COVID-19 existed? I mean, this is just the most bogus excuse I've ever heard, but it just proves they're changing the game and running people out of business, doctor, left and right.
You know, I've been saying for years that the economy is by design. Kind of the plan is to prepare us for a Soviet-style economy. And I had friends, I mean, they come from behind the Iron Curtain, and when the Iron Curtain came down, the stories that they told about the shortages of everything. I'll just to give you an example, a good friend of mine had some close associates behind the Iron Curtain in East Germany. And they'd communicate what little they could, and the guy here in America is saying to him, is there anything we can help you with? Can we, you know, I mean, you know, is there anything you need? And no, we're just fine. But if you got a chance and could send us a little bag of nails, just a little bag of nails would be very helpful. See, the wheels were falling off their doors, so to speak, you know. They couldn't keep the hinges on. They were just imploding in terms of the availability of required just to keep your regular life running, and he didn't have enough nails to be able to do it, and we're getting prepared for that, and this thing with Walgreens is again a bogus kind of thing. You point out what they do before 3 years ago hit and gave them this mighty wave to ride on. Things are just unraveling, and by the way, who's saying they can't do COVID-19 stuff? Who's saying they can't get the...
Well, they can, because nobody wants to buy it anymore. Can't. Everything's
nobody
COVID
wants
over,
it.
Doctor.
No. Nobody wants
right.
it. Safe and effective? I mean, yeah, one shot, you're going to be covered. No, two, you're going to get. No, three now. No, four. None of it works, and people are discovering that. I mean, by dribs and drabs, people that have got any awareness about them at all are discovering that it was a complete charade and that there is no safety, there's no protection by using the formulation that they came up with. In fact, they had to invent the whole thing to begin with to cause this whole disaster. But what everybody, if they're willing to pay any attention at all, I talked to a physician yesterday that he's still got his head in the sand or somewhere else, and he's just kind of unwilling to admit that there was any kind of challenges with the narration, storyline, script that was out there.
We the people need to prosecute to the fullest instead of a lot of those criminals that are involved there. But while Walgreens is going to close 150 stores to deal with the problem, Target has a different plan to deal with their woes now that folks are bankrupting the company by boycotting them. Target now to double down and spend $5 billion on its stores to prevent them from shutting down. So same problem, different tactic by Target, sir.
Well, go woke, go broke. I mean, with the little time that I ever watch any kind of commercial TV, which I got to admit, I'm probably very sheltered from the, again, what they're putting on that way. But one thing that's really, really apparent to me is that Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser are really trying to claw back what they lost with their stupidity and their advertising campaign by trying to present a different face about the workers of America and how they're in their camp and all this kind of, it almost sounds like Marxist drivel about workers of the world unite to me. But the point of the matter is there are companies finding that we, the people, do have the ability still to make choices. You don't have to buy products from companies that are thumbing their nose at you and your belief system. And every time we get one of those things, I say, well, I cross them off my list, whatever, whoever. I don't need to do any more shopping there, to be loyal to their product, whatever it happens to be that fits something that I've in the past been involved with. But I think we need to starve them out. And maybe Target, I think the money's going to be poorly spent if Target doesn't figure out that it's on the wrong wavelength. And same with Budweiser, and same with these clothing manufacturers and these drugstores, whatever, if they're promoting something that really isn't something that we're engaged with, interested in, and actually is offensive to us, we don't have to do business with them at this point.
Well, that's all true, and the problem is that, they believe this woke agenda is what people want, but people don't want the woke agenda. People are sick of it. You know, they double down on this stuff, and Americans are just saying, you know what, I don't believe what you're saying to me. I don't want you to use my funding to promote this agenda. I don't want you to force me into this and draft me into this agenda. I don't want to see weird clothes when I go to the store. I don't want to see weird clothes in the section where you've got female swimming suits with a bulge for male genitalia. And, you know, we don't want that. And so people are starting to push back to the point where it's really giving them a financial problem. And they're going about it different ways. Some are just shutting stores down. Who cares? And they'll go out of business. Others are just doubling down and spending money. The question is, will Target's money prevail, or will we, the people, with our boycotts prevail? Time will tell. I think we need more people in the boycotts.
Well, I agree. We vote with our money and our feet. But here's the deal. You have big organizations like BlackRock out there that are trying to foster these investment processes that really are unsoundly founded. They're trying to, the woke agenda, and some of these big investment firms, and really they need to start to recognize that by making bad investments, they're going to lose the clientele that would normally invest their money with them. I mean, you have these large, like State Street and BlackRock and all these kind of companies that are so bent on the woke agenda that they're making bad investment decisions. And the people that have some money that want to throw it into the market or into their scheme are saying, you know what, I'm going to find somewhere else to put that. You know, it might be gold. So sooner or later, somebody's going to say, wait a minute, this stuff's held onto its value for thousands of years, but these guys are trying to invest in the woke agenda, and it's not going to end up a profitable solution. And so people are saying, no, I don't want to put my retirement funds there. I mean, I'm going to live for another period of time, and I can't have a bad investment destroy my quality of life. I'm going to vote with my dollars. So it's all across the board. And these investment companies that are doing this, hopefully sooner than later, will find there just isn't a market for that. The people are going to make the free market, an unfettered free market, is a kind of an interesting animal. It kind of self-corrects. And I think some of these big, stores and businesses are going to have to find out the hard way. And they've got some very poorly educated Harvard lawyers or economics people or marketing people or whoever that really got a pretty poor education based upon the twisted, perverse, propagandized agenda that was fed to them while they were in school.
Well, you know, it's hard for me to kind of know where you go with this stuff a little bit, in the sense that Americans are starting to stand up, and I commend them. It's not enough. It's not fast enough, but it is an effort. So I've highlighted Target's response. I've highlighted Walgreens' response. Now, Apple has a unique situation. Apple passes huge financial milestone, they claim. The company is worth more than $3 trillion now, and experts are expecting it to stay that way. Dr. Bradley, I have a problem with this because I think this is propaganda. No one even knows what $3 trillion even is. I don't believe that's a real number. I don't believe that's sustainable. I think you can evaluate it at that. But look, nobody could buy Apple at that kind of a cost. What's something worth? The joke is you don't know till you sell it. But look, this is just not reality, not sustainable. Yes, maybe you can put together this propaganda that points to this agenda. You can lie with statistics any way you want to. But this isn't real. A $3 trillion single company, doctor?
Well, here's the deal. They may have said, okay, there's these many shares of stock out there. The stock is currently selling for this amount. You multiply the numbers together, and that's how you came up with the $3 trillion. But the fact of the matter is, the only reason that the stock has been going up, I mean, yeah, they add value, let's say. Let's give them that. But let's take it to the most basic principle. An ounce of gold is an ounce of gold and nothing more. An acre of land is an acre of land and nothing more. Unless you add some kind of an improvement to the land, it's just what it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago. Why is it worth more? Because there's more dollars that are pursuing it. And so if we continue, and this I think could be applied to Apple, if we continue to inject trillions of dollars into our economy, funny money created out of thin air on a stroke of a key on a computer, and suddenly there's a bazillions of more dollars, and I'm not making these numbers up because it really is that kind of big stuff. And these bazillions of more dollars are pursuing it. A loaf of bread didn't used to cost what it costs. I see bread now, some of these specialty things, $12 a loaf or something like that. That isn't what bread. Look what it was in 1900. A loaf of bread's always been a loaf of bread. And unless someone bakes one, nobody can buy it. And these kind of interventions in the economy, these manipulations of the economy, are going, and you say, oh, wow, look how prosperous a company is because their product now is worth X number of dollars more. Well, it's because X number of dollars more are pursuing that product. And as a child, when I was 5 years old, and I came to understand that if you gave everybody $1 million, it would just drive the prices of everything up. And that's kind of where we are right now. The insanity that's in the market today is simply driven by some very false principles that are people don't understand. I mean, John Maynard Keynes, he felt like, you know, you could inflate things and nobody'd understand it. And so everybody thought, oh, yeah, everything's getting better. Look, I make more money, whatever. I think back in, you know, the 60s when my dad made $10,000 a year and he was one of the better off. And I think, wow. Now, if you're not making $150,000, I'd pick it a number because I'm certainly not making that. But if you're not making $150,000, why is it? Is that person worth more? No, it's because there's more dollars out there to pay people with. And that, the basis of falsehood is how we're making decisions now. And it's going to bite us. Sounds like we're out of time.
You're right. In fact, your children and grandchildren might make $5 million, but it'll take $7 million to live. Will they be better off? Obviously, the answer is a resounding no, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use continues. We declare this nation shall endure. Donate liberally today, will you please? The only time we believe in liberalism. LovingLiberty.net to donate, would you please? FreedomsRisingSun.com, donate, would you please? And we declare God save the Republic of the United States of America.